It's an early Saturday morning in rural Yuba County, about an hour north of Sacramento. Off the main highway, down a dusty dirt road, a group of fire trucks sits near several farmhouses. The firefighters are clustered around two square plastic poles about 3 feet high, held up by metal frames. Another truck backs up and releases thousands of gallons of water into one of the pools. The firefighters are from local departments and CAL FIRE, the state's fire agency. They're practicing what's called water shuttle training. Bill Shaw is the assistant chief at Foothill Volunteer Fire Department.
In rural firefighting, we don't always have hydrant systems. We don't have municipal water plumbed everywhere. So when we fight a fire, whether it be a wildland or a structure fire, we need large amounts of water most of the time to handle that. So we have to haul it on wheels.
And this haul may be farther than ever. Because of California's drought, water levels in lakes, streams, and reservoirs are already low, and they're expected to drop lower as fire season continues. In fact, CAL FIRE's Lynn Tolmachoff says this training was moved because there wasn't enough water in the original location.
They went and looked at the site yesterday and realized the water level in Dry Creek, which feeds into the Yuba River, is too low. They can't access it. So that's an example of a spot that they normally would use during fire season if they had a fire close by, but it's not going to work for them now.
So they moved the exercise to a new location next to an irrigation canal. Water trucks drive downstream, fill their tanks, and then return to empty the water into the 3,000-gallon plastic pools. An engine then sucks the water up and shoots it back into the ditch. In a real-life scenario, the water would be poured on a fire. Seasonal firefighter Justin Hollingshead is in his fifth season with CAL FIRE. He says the pools take a while to assemble, but he's confident he'd be able to use one in the field.
I think a lot of times when the heat of the moment comes, you hope. But for the most part, it's more of like a reaction to what needs to get done. You just kind of do it.
Hollingshead says he's not really nervous about the coming fire season, though he knows there may be less water available. And Assistant Fire Chief Shaw says preparing for that lack of water is part of the training.
All our streams and creeks and rivers and ponds are all at low levels this year, so it's going to be harder and harder for us to find the water we need to transport. So we may have to go further, and that's why today we have six water tenders here today to prove that we can go further and still get the water to the scene.
These portable pools are not the only option CAL FIRE has for delivering water to remote locations. The agency's Tolmachoff says there are also larger models that hold between 6 and 10,000 gallons. Helicopters can dip buckets into the pools and drop the water over fires. Both the engine and helicopter pools are used every year, but they could be in greater demand this summer as water levels continue to drop. I'm Katie Orr.